There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I am Rob.
And I am coming to you live from the Hilton Hawaiian Village swimming pool.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's so rough to be you, Trevor. Oh, my life sucks. Oh, I go to Hawaii 8 times a year. Oh,
we for a couple days on the trip, we always choose a hotel and stay at it for like 2 nights, right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna love this story. So I get up to the Hilton front desk yesterday, and I have my regular room reservation. And they're like, well, if you will, and I told them, yeah, I'm my family from the islands. And they're like, well, if you're willing to be flexible, we have another room that you might like. And I was like, all right. I'm now staying in the new Malu suite.
Oh, my God.
I don't
God.
Have the adjoining bedroom, but I have this gigantic apartment. It's sweet. My wife and I are pretty excited. Granted, we're sleeping on a pull-out bed, but it's got 3 lanais.
Oh, my God.
A dining room, a sitting area, and then a couch to watch a gigantic LCD TV. So I'm doing pretty good right now.
So did you see Big Brother last night?
I didn't, so you're going to have to fill me in.
Oh, man. So
I was drinking. I drank these 2 drinks last night. One was called a Hawaii 5-0.
Of course you would drink the other
was named after a Kono Kalakaua.
Of course you would drink the Hawaii 5-0. Your favorite TV show ever.
I just bought this shirt that says Kamakona's on it. It's the shrimp truck the Kamakona on Hawaii 5-0 operates. The actual shrimp truck's like within walking distance of me right now.
Oh, my
God.
So
I may have to jump in and get some.
Trevor is in Hawaii 5-0 heaven. But you can't, you know, here's the good thing. If you were back in New York, you probably wouldn't be able to watch Big Brother anyway, because you have Time Warner Cable.
Big Brother, I have no chance at watching it in New York right now, but I can absolutely watch it tonight. I was planning on doing that.
Fucking Time Warner Cable. There you go.
To be quite honest, I'm up in the air. I'm neutral on this. I don't want my cable bill to go up $1. So
if you go to Fios, everything's much better, Trevor.
Yeah.
Go to Fios. Go to Verizon Fios. What are you doing? But if you're in New York or Dallas, is it Dallas and L.A.?
New York, Dallas, and LA are getting the hose right now.
You can still watch the Big Brother live feeds, according to my people in the know.
In the know?
Yes. So if you want to buy those Big Brother live feeds, now's a great time to get them. Got about a month and a half left, about 6 weeks left. RFFradio.com/Big Brother. You help support RFF and RFF Radio, and we would really appreciate the support. Again, RFFradio.com/Big Brother. Get those Big Brother live feeds ordered today. Last night on Big Brother, Amanda and McCray kind of had a falling out.
Now, tell me about this.
So Amanda's just running her mouth. She, once again, is the third nominee. America has voted for her to be the third nominee.
America does not like her at all. And, you know, I thought, again, maybe it's because I feel like Jesse's kind of like a weakling, you know what I mean, in terms of she's not really going to fight back for herself, even though she did against Amanda in that circumstance. I thought she was really kind of, you know, I thought she really went after her a little bit too much on Sunday's episode.
Yeah, she did. She did.
And like, I'm gonna not get you nominated. I'm going to get you out of the house. America, if I'm watching that at home, I'm like, I just hope she goes home at some point.
Yeah. You know, she is oblivious as to what her persona is outside of the house, because they were discussing it. They're like, well, what if America is voting for or is the MVP and voting for the third nominee? And Amanda's like, well, America loves me. America absolutely has to love me.
America does not. That's why you've been nominated twice.
Justin in the chat room says, I think the fallout was creative editing. It could have been, by the way. It could have been some creative editing. But I think McCray is kind of upset with Amanda. But what were you going to say?
Well, McCray was upset in Sunday's episode. He thought that was unnecessary for her to confront Jesse and be like, you know.
Yeah.
He said it makes you look just as bad as her. You gotta play a long game. Can't play a short game every week. And, you know, the nominees are interesting, right? Because you have Jesse, Candace, and Amanda are up on the block.
Right.
If you... You could make an argument, if I'm Andy, I'm sitting in this house right now, of the three of them, who makes the most sense to get rid of? Amanda makes the most sense to get rid of.
Yeah, she really does. And it was interesting in the veto competition because it was one of those competitions where you get sixth place and you get to pick a prize. The fifth place winner gets to trade with the sixth place person if they want to, you know. So it's a trade competition. Judd ends up winning the competition, but trades not for the veto, which he had all right to since he was the first place winner, but $5,000, giving Jesse the veto.
Yeah, so Jesse pulls herself off the block. That's awesome.
Jesse pulls herself off the block, and Spencer goes up on the block.
So now you know your nominees are Spencer, Amanda, and Candace.
Yep, that is correct.
So Judd actually just made a pretty big move in that game by doing that.
Well, he decided that he didn't want any blood on his hands, and I don't blame him.
Well, he's kind of close to Jesse, too.
He is, yeah.
Makes a little sense for him to let her win the veto because she might be a vote for him at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but I want to get back and focus a little bit on Amanda. She definitely
is going home this week. Spencer and Candace, right? If I'm sitting in this, all right, we go through person by person in this house, right? Aaron and Helen, they probably would. Do you think they would throw Amanda out? Yeah, probably not.
Well,
right?
Helen had one mention in the diary room where she's like, you know, Amanda running her mouth all the time is not really good for my game.
And her and McCray, you know, splitting them up would make sense.
Yeah.
At this year. You're down near the point of the game where you want to split up a two-person alliance.
And, you know, Alyssa is close to Candace.
Yeah, fire Alyssa, fire Judd, fire Andy. I think I might swing the vote Amanda's way.
Yeah. Aaron, I think, is going to support Amanda because I think Helen is supporting Amanda. And Aaron is trying to build a relationship with Helen because Helen is quite honestly in the best position to win this game.
It's going to be tough. I think Amanda's probably going to survive and Candace probably goes home.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think you have to sit down and take a long look at those nominees.
Yeah.
Even if I'm Helen, I think she could throw Amanda overboard and be okay.
Yeah, but you have to remember, even though McCray is fed up with Amanda, there's still going to be some wrath there. There's still going to be some problems that Helen cannot fight off McCray. McCray is a much bigger personality.
I don't know. I think Helen's the most calculating person in this house.
She is. She is, and that's why I think she won't go after
Amanda. She's definitely the smartest one there in terms of overall gameplay. She's orchestrated just about half of these vote-offs.
Yeah. Justin says, I feel bad for Candace because I hate bullies, but if she says boo one more time, yeah, so Candace and Amanda get into a huge fight last night during the Power of Veto competition.
Well, Candace has nothing to lose at this point.
No, she really doesn't.
I'd be fighting with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that would probably be her best strategy, to be honest. To make herself so unlikable that that people will be like, you know, we can always get rid of her sometime later.
Yeah, but see, Candace's plan there.
I actually like Candace. I thought
I do too.
I actually like Candace. I feel bad for how this game has played out for her.
Yeah, but Candace's plan is to make Amanda look crazy, and hopefully that people will turn on Amanda.
Listen, you know, actually, come to think of it, Jesse's now voting. Jesse, Andy, Judd, and Alyssa, if they wanted, could swing this vote to Amanda.
Yeah, they could.
Right? Because there's seven people voting. Aaron, Helen, McCray, Jesse, Judd, Andy, and Alyssa.
Right.
If you're Jesse, Judd, Andy, and Alyssa, you have to think awfully hard about voting off Amanda.
Yeah, you do, but
awfully hard about doing it. I mean, honestly, if I were them, I would do it. Now, will they? Probably not. But if I were them, that's a move right there.
Andy, Helen, and Andy, you know, are too close. Andy is too far up Helen's butt at this point to do something like that.
If let's say I'm Andy and I'm Helen, I'm talking. Explain to me the rationale for voting on for not voting out Amanda at this opportunity. You still have numbers in the House, and you'd be voting off a power player.
Right.
You're splitting up clients. You're voting off a power player.
Yeah, just
this
the fact.
This is the moment in the game where if you're Andy or Judd or Alyssa or Jesse, you could say, you know what, I orchestrated this person's exit.
Alyssa is not going to go against Helen. Alyssa is not going to go against Helen, though. And I think Helen is just voting towards Amanda, towards Candace.
I don't know. I don't think that's not the Boston Rob move.
No. It's not, but
the Boston Rob move would be to take out Amanda right now. And I love how I just used the Boston Rob as being, if you're a strategic thinker of the game, it's the Boston Rob move.
But Helen's not trying to be Boston Rob. Helen is not trying to be Philip, who's trying to be Boston Rob.
The Boston Rob move would be to get rid of Amanda right now, to do it when you have numbers. And then, because the longer you leave her in the frame, the game...
Trevor, here's the problem. The numbers are not coming together. Andy is not going to go against Helen. Alyssa is not going to go against Helen. Jesse cannot get enough people around her to go against Amanda. And Judd, I don't know where the fuck Judd's head is at.
Judd and Andy are trying to play a nice guy.
Absolutely.
Get down to the end game. The Jordan game is what I'll call it.
And the nice guy get to the end of the game does not vote Amanda out.
Yeah, that's true.
They just don't. So that's the problem. The numbers are not coming together. Yes, they're there if you have the right people. The right people aren't there. They just aren't.
Yeah. To me, it's almost like a waste to have Amanda up on the block. America's begging you to vote Amanda off. Right?
Yeah, but they don't even know. They don't even know it's America. They are all blaming Judd inside the House. Oh, Judd's the MVP. That's why he's putting me up.
Well, if you're Judd and you're taking the blame for it anyways, you might as well try to get rid of Amanda, right?
True.
The blood's already on your hands. You might as well really make it on your hands.
True. Oh, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. And then tonight it's even more exciting because it's double elimination. It's a whole week of Big Brother all in 1 hour.
Now, odds are probably you would say Candace and Spencer. Candace first, then Spencer second.
Yeah, that's what yeah. And so what do you think? You think Candace is going to go home, or what do you...
I think Candace will go home first, and either Spencer or Jesse go home second. Does America get to throw up a third nomination again? No?
No, probably not. There's not enough time to do MVP. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
You started at the beginning of the episode to probably get 10 or 15,000 votes by the end.
Yeah, why don't they do a live vote? They should be able to do a live vote from America.
In today's modern technology... You can absolutely. They do exit polls based off people walking out of junior high schools all over America and predict presidential elections.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me to say, put up this face, send a text message to whatever for who you want up on the block. They get 10,000 text messages within 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not even. Go to a website. Like if Allison would call me up and say, hey. Would Reality Fan Forum be interested in hosting tonight's live vote? I'd be like, fuck yes.
We could easily get our RFF Reality TV Awards. We basically can monitor it hour by hour if we want.
Right. So set us up, Allison. We're ready.
I would say, actually. You know what? Candace, and then I should say Jesse's probably next in all honesty.
You know, the thing is with Big Brother, with these double elimination, the whole week of Big Brother...
Jesse's always an offbeat person.
It is! It absolutely could be McCray. you know, it happens so fast that it's usually such a shock of who goes home. It could be McCray. It could be Alyssa. It literally could be anybody because the week.
You don't know what my hope is. All right, let's say Candace goes home, right? The most fun scenario would be Jesse or Judd winning HOH.
Yeah. It would be.
Because they're kind of the last two members of their alliance. And you know Jesse would just throw Amanda and McCray up on the block.
Yeah, she would. Didn't Jeff go home in a double elimination week?
He did. He was the second of the double elims.
Yeah. Justin in the chat room says, if Amanda is sent packing first, McCray would be safe. That pairing is already split up. True. I mean, if Amanda would go home tonight first, McCray's in fine shape.
McCray would never vote against Amanda, but it might actually help his game if she went home.
It would help his game. He is going to be drugged down by her and her loud mouth.
Because people that want to get rid of her that won't be able to will target him.
Yes.
Right? It's almost better off for him if she were to go home now.
Absolutely it would. I 100% agree. And he knows it. He knows it. But the problem is he is so tied into this relationship that he's damned if he do and damned if he don't. Is one of those things, and it's not fair to him, but at the same point, he's done it to himself. He absolutely has put himself in this situation by his own doing. If he hadn't gotten so wrapped up with Amanda at the very week one, then this wouldn't be a problem, but he has absolutely did it to himself.
I agree. Totally agree.
Justin also says in the chat room, I think McCray is doing good at trying to tell her to settle down and that she's acting like a child. He does try to tell her, but she don't listen. She don't listen.
He was telling her that after the fight that she had with Jesse. Like,
yeah.
You made yourself look bad. You may have made her look bad, but she's like, and she didn't understand how she made herself look bad.
No.
And McCray's an avid watcher of the show. I mean, they said that. So he knows. Anytime there's two people getting in a fight in the house, both of them look bad.
Absolutely. MJ Rob in their chat room says, definitely thinking with the wrong head. And that's what happened. You know, fucking Amanda gave him a handy in the HOH room in week one, and he was just head over heels in love.
I don't think he's head over heels anymore. I'm not saying he would vote her out if he had the chance, but I do think that he realizes she maybe could be an Achilles heel for him.
No, I don't think he's head over heel. Well, I don't know. He just knows that he's in too deep. He cannot dig himself out of the hole of Amanda. That time I meant the inappropriate bell. I always look forward to these double elimination nights. I love double elim nights. They're so much fun to watch because you just never know what's going to happen. And that's kind of why the live feeds are a lot of fun to watch, is because you don't know what the fuck is happening. you get to be like caught up with what's going on inside the Big Brother house. So what else do you have for predictions from inside the Big Brother house?
My prediction's going to be Candace goes home first, unfortunately. Would have liked to have seen Amanda go home there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Helen wins HOH. It'll be some kind of mental competition.
Absolutely will, yeah.
And she's likely to prevail in anything that's a mental competition. She'll then nominate Spencer and Jesse, and Jesse goes home.
I will agree with everything until up to the fact of she nominates Spencer and Jesse, but Spencer goes home.
Okay.
Twisted Mike in the chat room says, a handy in week one, what the hell am I missing? See you, Justin. Thanks for stopping by in the chat room. A handy in week one, yes. Up in the, when McCray was HOH, she absolutely went in for fucking hand job.
I don't know if we can confirm that.
That's what it looked like on the feeds.
That's what I look. We don't have a camera inside the blanket, people.
So, no, we don't. But we do have a midget somewhere.
They definitely made out a little bit. Well, we saw them kissing in bed. So
we definitely have a midget somewhere that's willing to run in and pull the covers off.
But what was I going to say? Now I forget. I lost my train of thought.
we were talking about Helen winning HOH, Jesse Spencer.
Yeah. Nope. Nah, I'm basically done with my Big Brother commentary.
Did you watch Who Done It?
Here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, here comes Honey Boo Boo.
Did. Caught some of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
And how are you enjoying the Here Comes Honey Boo Boo?
I saw some wedding preparations.
Yes, isn't that exciting? It's not a wedding. It's a commitment ceremony, Trevor. Now get it right, because June does not like the M word, marriage.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting.
So what did you see? What were they prepping?
I saw the cake fight. And the June doesn't like tiramisu.
Oh yeah, yep.
I saw Honey Boo Boo attempting to clean the refrigerator with the mop. I thought that was interesting.
The refrigerator and the countertops. Let's not forget the countertops.
I can't believe they have subtitles on the show.
Well, they have to.
That's something that I can't believe since season one, and yet. I do think the show does need subtitles.
It does. You can't understand June most of the time. You can't understand Alana, Honey Boo Boo. Pumpkin and Chubbs, you can't understand. You can't understand anybody. You definitely cannot understand Shuggy. Sugar Bear, you cannot understand whatsoever.
Definitely was an interesting couple episodes. I caught some of that this week, so I had to mention it.
I love when you hear the producers or the interviewers in the background. Like, Alana, Honey Boo Boo, said something like, well, it was so funny, or everyone was so well-behaved until Mama shoved cake in Pumpkin's mouth. And the producer is like, no, Pumpkin shoved cake into Mama's mouth. And Alana goes, it's the same two faces. It doesn't matter.
Nah.
I just love it, though, when the producers get involved and you either hear them laughing or they're just astounded by the dummy words that come out of these people's mouths.
It's incredible. It's incredible that that show is on TV and is steamrolling towards another season.
It absolutely will get its third season. Absolutely. The ratings are once again great. The thing is that it surprises me is that people watch it.
I was up late and I was flipping around on the TV and I caught a couple episodes. I actually have also an early nominee for worst reality show of the year.
Oh, who's that?
The Vineyard on ABC Family.
Oh no, is that terrible?
It's like a homeless man's version of The Hills.
Oh, my God.
The problem is they have far too many cast members on that show. See, The Hills actually got it right, but they only had like four or five cast members. Too many people to keep track of. Terrible reality show.
Ugh.
They're both terrible reality shows.
What is ABC Family doing, though, with a reality show called The Vineyard?
I think they're probably trying to see if they couldn't get a summer reality show in.
But come up with a better idea. Holy shit.
Yeah, I think they were trying to see if they couldn't come up with the summer reality show, and it didn't work out for them.
I don't understand why some of these shows get greenlit. And I'm talking comedies, reality shows, it doesn't matter. It's astonishing to me that some of these shows are like, oh yeah, that looks like a good show, let's put it on fucking TV.
I think they're going for like an East Coast version of The Hills. I'm assuming The Vineyard is Martha's Vineyard, but I don't know that for sure because I didn't watch more than 5 minutes of the show.
A show about grapes growing would probably be more interesting.
I'm assuming
it sounds terrible.
They're trying to be like an East Coast version of The Hills, but it just didn't work.
It sounds terrible.
it's a terrible show. So make sure that gets remembered as a nominee for worst reality show of the year.
I'll try to write that down. I don't have the energy right now to go fucking put it in. I'll remember, though. No, I won't. Did you watch Whodunit?
I have it on TiVo. I have not watched it.
One of the craziest theories came out of Ronnie's mouth this week, and it was a monkey did it.
That would be awesome.
That it was a monkey. He had a trained monkey to drop the chandelier to kill Gino. It was the funniest thing ever. And, of course, Ronnie ends up exploding in a fucking hot tub because it was the worst fucking theory to come up with. So they rightfully killed him. Because what a terrible theory. Yes, a trained monkey. The killer had a trained monkey. So at this point, and I know I've caught a lot of shit, but at this point, Lindsay, the blonde-headed girl, she's absolutely the killer. I'm calling it right here. You heard it here first, people.
Well, I got an email with a prediction for the for who the killer is on Whodunit that made a lot of sense. But I'm not in front of my computer right now.
Damn.
I think I copied you on it.
Did you? I'll have to go check my email. I haven't checked. God, I need to go check my email.
The person pointed out that one of the characters on the show is an actress.
Oh. Hmm.
Whereas the other ones aren't. And so that was a nice tip.
Yeah. That is interesting. That is interesting. I'll have to go check my email here. See if I can find it.
And you'll see that I actually cleaned out my inbox. There's about 2 months worth of emails I didn't check.
I'm getting bad at checking my email, so I apologize to anybody who's emailing me.
I apologize. Yeah, I have to totally apologize to anybody who's emailed me in the last 2 months. I do mean to check it every week. Sometimes it just doesn't happen.
I am better at answering.
But I will reply to every email that I get at some point.
I will reply to all the tweets that I get. I absolutely reply to tweets. So get on Twitter. Honestly, everybody needs to be on Twitter. It's so much fun. And it's easy. And I love all my followers on Twitter. And if you want to follow me, it's twitter.com/Rob, RFF. That's me. Right there. Click on me. Follow! what else do we have? Is that all we're going to talk about this week?
I'm down to 16% battery, so I'm not sure how much more
I can boy. Talk. Yeah, we started with like 40-something, right?
Skype just rips through my cell phone battery. Yeah.
It's time for you to get a new phone, isn't it? Go get yourself an iPhone 5.
I like my iPhone, though.
Yeah, your iPhone, what is it? Your 3G?
My 3G.
Oh, my God, Trevor. Go get yourself an iPhone 5. come into 2012, at least. Because we got a new iPhone 5 coming out probably in September.
You know, a movie I'm actually pumped to see is Jobs.
Yeah, that looks like
That's the first movie of the summer that I've been like, you know what, I might go see that in the theater.
That looks really good. Nobody will get it around here, so I'll have to wait till it's on demand, but, yeah.
All the other summer movies have seemed kind of, I don't know, it didn't feel like there's any urgency to see it. Didn't intrigue me. This one does, so I may watch this in the theater.
Yeah, it looks really good. And I like Josh Gad. He plays Steve Wozniak in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should we get out of here for the week?
Absolutely.
Next week you're in New York, right? You're back home?
I am back home.
That sucks to be you, right, Trevor? Yeah.
It doesn't.
two whole weeks in Hawaii. Fuck. What a terrible life.
Well, my plan is to win Mega Millions on Tuesday so I can get right back out here.
Yeah, again. I tried to win Powerball last night, but that didn't fucking work. Some fucker in Minnesota and New Jersey won it.
Three people split the pot.
Yeah, three people split $448 million. You know what? I would take $100 million. I'd be okay with that.
Maybe a little bit let down because you think you're going to get the full 450, but yeah, you're still getting 150.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I'm okay with $150 million. Thank you. All right, how can people... Oh, do you want me to do your...
I want to do that.
It's Trevor at rffradio.com if you want to email Trevor. But to email me, which I probably won't read. I need to go check it right now. Rob@RFFradio.com. But the best way to get a hold of me, Twitter.com/RobRFF or Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody. We'll catch you back here sometime next week. And enjoy the double elimination on Big Brother tonight. Bye, guys.